The president says the latest financial news is troubling, but the underpinnings of the U.S. economy are strong.
We're working to reduce disruptions and minimize the impact of these financial market developments on the broader economy.
The president's comments came after the investment company Lehman Brothers was forced to file for bankruptcy protection. At the same time, the world's largest brokerage firm, Merrill Lynch, was sold to the Bank of America for a fraction of what it was worth just 1 year ago. Both firms have been crippled by a series of bad investments related to the troubled U.S. mortgage market. President Bush says that while he sympathizes with investors and employees of these two financial institutions, his administration is focusing its attention on the overall health of the financial system.
In the short run, adjustments in the financial markets can be painful, both for the people concerned about their investments and for the employees of the affected firms. In the long run, I'm confident that our capital markets are flexible and resilient and can deal with these adjustments.
The man leading the government's efforts to keep the financial markets stable is Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson. He says the markets are working through a difficult period, but he emphasizes the American people should remain confident in the soundness and resilience of the U.S. financial system. Paulson says steps have already been taken to ensure order in the financial markets and says he is willing to do more, including action taken in conjunction with officials abroad.
What we're focused on right now, I think, is the future, and the future is stability, orderliness in our financial markets and working through this period, and that's what we're doing.
Paulson told reporters Monday that he never gave any consideration to a government bailout for Lehman Brothers. He said he was not prepared to put taxpayer money at risk to prop up a private company. Paula Wolfson, VOA News, The White House.